Hi, my name is Lindsay Allen. I'm one of the program managers at Microsoft SQL Server Engineering team. In this video, I'm going to talk about SQL Azure Database as a Service. So there's four different ways you can actually use this great product called SQL Server. SQL Server is cloud first, but not cloud only. You can take the SQL Server, install in your own data center. The same SQL Server can be installed and running in Azure VM. And the topic of this video is the same SQL Server running as PaaS service called Azure SQL Database. The fourth is the newest addition to our family called Azure SQL Data Warehouse. It's built on SQL Database. So we're using Azure SQL Database to improve the core SQL Server features and the cadence, so we can learn faster and improve faster. There's so many interesting and compelling on-premise, hybrid, and cloud scenarios can be supported by SQL Server. So let's talk about SQL Azure databases. So it is a fully managed SQL database service that lets you focus on your business, so your DBA can focus on your database applications instead of worrying about the cabling and HA as much as supporting your core business. It's fully compatible with the SQL Server 2016 because it is the same code and have 4.9s availability and a geo-replication restore service for your disaster recovery. So let's talk about Azure SQL Database service features. So in addition to actual core relational database features, we're running this as a service. So we offer this as lots of service features. There are three different performance tiers called basic, standard, and premium. The only difference are the performance. That's why we call it performance tiers. The rest, and in terms of business continuity, programming surface area are fully compatible with SQL 2016 and the same across all the performance tiers. They have the same availability of 4.9s. And we support Elastic Pool across all these performance tiers as well. So how we measure these sizes of different databases and actually for you to size your workload is something a unit called DTU, Database Transaction Unit. Think about it as a bounding box for your database, because the resource utilization for your database really is a compute, memory, and I/O, right? That's what the database transaction does. If you install all these databases on the same physical hardware, first come, first serve, causing noisy neighbor problem. And the bounding boxes avoid noisy neighbor problem, and you get all the resources you paid for. And allow predictable performance and dynamically scaling your database workload as you need. So because we're billing at highest rates that hour only, if your workload peaks in that day at the P6 for an hour, for example, and you'll be actually leave your database there for 1 hour at P6, you get to bill that hour, then you can scale it back down, say to S3, and the rest of 23 hours, you're only going to be billed at S3 price. And even further, in order to support these SaaS applications, because a SaaS service, your service say 100 tenants, right? And the 100 tenants have 100 databases in this case, and not all of them are actually using it at the same time. We give you even better price performance for you to actually create this 100 database in an elastic pool. So you'll be paying the collective pool ETU prices, but these 100 databases, as long as collectively they don't exceed the maximum pool DTU sizes, and then you don't actually have to pay all the individual database size price. So for this way, it's more elastic and it's on demand without you have to do anything. And in order to support all these database GDPR and database continuity, we have three different business continuity features. Point-in-time restore, we support all the way up to 35 days point-in-time restore of your data. And we just introduced long-time data retention that support to data backup store for up to 10 years. And for disaster recovery, we have a geo-restore. In case a data center went out, and you can always restore your data from pairing data center and to start it up again. So all of our database, the actual backup, is copied to a pairing data center, which is remote, that will prevent for a complete disaster. And if you have a mission-critical business and need higher availability, you can create active geo-replicas, up to four of it, in different regions in the world. You can actually use these replicas to distribute your RAID workload for better performance. We have lots of features on security and compliance. We're the most secure and have most compliance certification public cloud data service. From auditing, encryption at rest and in flight, and row-level security and dynamic data masking. This is all the compliances we got so far, and we're adding more logos to the slides. We basically have most of the important compliance federal and state government across the world, and specialized compliance like FDA certification to run the database in the public cloud. Since we're managing the database through database service through DevOps, and we actually learned a lot from how the database works, how to manage it and keep it running at the availability of four nines across the 30 data centers, millions of databases. And our team didn't, the number of sizes in our team actually didn't really grow. So we have to learn how to work smarter. And we added a lot of intelligence into managing the database as a service. And we actually bubbled this up to help you to get better performance automatically, use our data scientists and machine learning models to get better performance and to reduce the cost. We also add intelligent security to help your database to protect threats and detect vulnerability before it happens. There are many customers using SQL Azure databases already. Hopefully this video will help you have a conversation with your customers on using SQL Azure databases. Thank you very much for watching.